I'm gonna play it.
Shut your mouth, get in line, just behave or pay the fine. They're pulling on your backbone and taking out your spine. They want you weak, don't speak, don't question, don't think. Keep staring at your smartphone, get dumber every week. Now give up your freedom and shush. Oh Jesus, what happened to us? Leave the church, kill your faith, judge the skin and line to hate. Make yourself the enemy, but call yourself a saint. Learn the rules, be a fool, remove your kid from school and apologize for everything, apologize for you. Now give the TV all of your trust. Oh Jesus, what happened to us? Mark, Jack, Bill, Joe, they'll tell you what you need to know. They'll give you your permissions and tell you where to go. Lights, camera, action, edit. We're so pathetic. You believe it cause you watched it. You believe it cause they said it. Now everybody stay home and rust. Oh Jesus, what happened to us? Alright, we had a life worth living, we had a damn worth giving. Now we're watching it fall. That's the truth of it all. So shut your mouth, get in line, just behave or pay the fine. They're pulling on your backbone and taking out your spine. They want you weak, don't speak, don't question, don't think. Keep staring at your smartphone, get dumber every week. Don't nobody put up a fuss. Oh Jesus, what happened to us? Jesus, what happened to us?
Yeah, what happened to us? Hello, this is the Fakeologist speaking. It's Sunday. It's January the 16th, 2022. It's 8:02 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I do this show Sunday through Thursday between 8 and 8:30 in the evening. And when I feel like it. And I also have a blog, fakeologist.com/blog. I also have a video platform called fakeotube.com. And on fakeotube, of course, I put my favorite videos like that one. And if I go to fakeotube right now, that one should be on the screen. Let us bring up fakeotube now. And for some reason, it says we have two live streams going. I don't know what's going on. That's funny. But anyway, that video should be up somewhere. I don't see it. But that's okay. That lady that you heard laughing in the background is the one and the only top researcher in all of Ireland, Northern Tracy. Hello.
Hello. Hello. I was sniggering, not laughing. You'll know when I'm laughing.
Oh, all right. What is a snigger exactly? Sort of a half laugh or?
Yeah, the kind of thing you do in classroom when you don't want to be heard.
All right. That's fine. Tittering. It's good to have you here. One of my favorite guests, one of my favorite researchers. You make it so clear to us lesser scientific minds. You put it in every man's terms, and therefore everyone should be able to understand what's going on if they read your blog.
Well, that's because I don't have a scientific mind either. I don't think anybody should have a scientific mind. because they're all bloody bonkers, basically.
They made up their own language just to keep us away from common sense, I believe.
I mean, when I was going to do this last article, that it's not even really my article. All I did was take two little blogs that I'd posted on Hive last year, and I thought I'd stick them together to make one article because I thought they went quite well together. Because at the time I was thinking of doing an article on the immune system, and it was horrendous. Basically, I started on Wikipedia, like you do, and I found a timeline of immunology. And from that, the whole timeline of immunology starts with the Chinese and their variolation, which was way back in like 13th, 14th century. So then there's no specific scientist who's come up with the idea of the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically evolved within the vaccine industry itself. So immunology is the science of making vaccines. It's nothing to do with being immune or anything, because they've just made up this immune thing. So then I tried to go to the history and the developments of immunology, but it's a complete mess. And I found it was a bit like trying to walk through a dark, spooky forest. You can't see the wood for the trees. And then I started realizing what that means, that you can't see the wood for the trees.
So the vaccinologists, I like to call them the vaccinators, they created the construct of the immune system just so they would have something to sell?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
It kind of evolved as they were finding things didn't work out, that their theory was being debunked all the time. Mm-hmm. Like originally the germ theory got debunked, so they came up with stories to get around that. They invented viruses for one, and then they decided that even though germs could be causing these diseases, that they weren't causing the disease in everybody because they must have some way of fighting them off. So there's your immune system story starting to evolve.
Oh, I see.
Yes. So I was going to do a thing on the immune system, but it was just such a nightmare that I couldn't be asked, basically. Because I remember having big discussions years ago when I was doing my anti-vax stuff. Before Facebook was even invented, I was on this social website called Care2.
Okay.
And there was loads of shills on there. And every time you posted anything about vaccines, they'd all pile in and start arguing with you. And they seemed pretty knowledgeable. And they'd just keep throwing these big sciencey words at you.
Do you think those are paid operators? Because do you think the average person cares if we're right or wrong? Because do you really care if we're right or wrong unless you're selling something?
Well, I used to care about being right or wrong. I don't like being wrong, obviously. I don't think anyone likes being wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I did care. And
I guess the better question is, would you mind one way or the other, which is the right model to use, unless you had something to sell? Because why would anyone care what the model that works is unless you had something to sell? And if the other model wouldn't allow you to sell something, that would be the only reason I wouldn't accept one model if I was selling something that didn't.
Yeah, true.
Because you don't have a vested interest in the models.
No, I don't.
You just want one that works and makes sense.
I don't even make any money from writing the bullshit that I write. I made some money today, though, didn't I?
Yes. I can't believe I'm the only one that did it. I thought, you know what? I had two nice donations today. I'm going to mention them now. One is from Per E-R space B. That's a Swedish person. I don't know if he's on the blog or not, but I just put his, I never put last name, so I just put the last name as B initial.
Oh, you and can tell him, tell your Swedish friend Jägelskade then.
Yeah, Jägelskade.
Yeah.
Hopefully I didn't insult you. And he put in great interviews with Greg Wyatt and John Lukacs. And of course, he probably meant to put Northern Tracy as well, because you guys are sort of the top of the pops, I would say, when it comes to this kind of information. And I got $100 from Philip G. And I, again, I'm not sure if he's an existing member. Apologies, because if you don't give me your username on the blog, then I don't always put your business name. I don't always link the two together. But I sent them thank you emails, and I thought, well, I owe some of this money for sure. And I know I just sent you a test amount. I'll send probably have to send you more later. But I said, I better pay this forward to the people that help make this work. So I sent a small donation to you and a small one to John Lukacs. And if you go to the top of your blog at Northern Tracy Scribblings, which I link to, somewhere at the top there is a button. I think it's under, is it under about or contact?
It's just under articles. It's on the articles page.
Oh, the articles page. So if you click on this, you'll see up on the top here a little donate button.
Yeah, it's just hiding away surreptitiously on the left-hand side.
So everyone needs to click this, and no one here is going to get rich doing this, but it is positive reinforcement, I think, for sure.
Well, I get my blurt on the blurt blog. That's quite positive.
Mm-hmm.
I know you don't think crypto's any good, but it's...
Oh, no, that's not true. I like crypto, but I have crypto.
It's basically like getting likes on Facebook, except it's made into money. Because you're like having a crypto symbol.
Oh, yeah, I'm for it, but I'm also... Here's my way I evaluate software and where to go, because I'm a bit of a tech guy. I want it to be as easy as possible. So I want it to be easy to log in, easy to comment. I don't want to, like today, for instance, someone who I consider experienced sent a message saying they couldn't get in my forums.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden now I'm doing tech support, which I don't like doing. So now I have to ask technical questions. What's your login name?
I find your website a complete mess as well. I mean, I don't know where to go or what to do on there. There's so much stuff. It's too much, really.
I think you're right.
I only just found your blog today by accident because I was...
You just found my blog today?
Yeah, I was on my WordPress and I saw this little button that said Reader, which I've never pressed before. So I went, oh, what's this? So I pressed the Reader button and suddenly I was seeing... blogs that I was
following.
Yeah, I'd never seen that before, and there was you, because you're the only one I'm following.
Okay, so I see what you're saying.
Here's his blog,
fakeologist.com, and then there's a link to the blog and to the video site. You just have to go there. I listen. I know people get trapped in their little swimming pools, and Facebook is a big swimming pool. I think you get stuck there like everybody else. And you all of a sudden, when you spend an hour there and that's all you give the internet, for instance, then that's where you stay the whole time. And they love it because they watch and read and evaluate everything you do. And then they sell that data saying, we have this lass from Ireland and she likes these things. And let's sell her some stuff, or we'll sell this information. So that's why they capture you so.
Yeah, it took me a long time to get on Facebook because I really didn't like the look of it. And I didn't like it at first for about the first couple of years as well.
And now you can't get off it.
Well, I could easily get off it. I've been banned a couple of times and it was quite fun not going on it.
Okay.
But I did keep the Messenger so I can keep in contact with some people. But I could happily not read stuff on there. I kind of get my news off Facebook, though.
What news do you need?
The news that's actually relevant, not the news that you get off the telly or the newspapers.
Do you have the television?
I don't
still?
I have a TV, but it's not plugged in. It's just for DVDs and stuff.
Okay, I have a DVD player too, and I haven't used that forever, so that's out to lunch for me as well. Well, the point is that I got a couple nice donations, fakeologist.com/donate. Two fantastic donations, so I thought I'd pay it forward. People like Tracy, so other people should do the same. And Blurt is on my list of things to do. And I know you sent me a couple blurts, but I just found it difficult.
Oh, so I sent you a couple of hundred.
How much is a couple hundred blurts?
Not a lot. It's probably about 2 cents.
Oh, I thought you were making me a millionaire. Okay, now I'm not as excited anymore. Who wants to be a blurt millionaire?
Yeah, but those 200 blurt might be actually worth $200 one day.
All right.
You know?
Well, I know my pirate coins are worth about 10% of what I bought them for, so I'm not too enthusiastic at the moment.
Oh, I was going to buy the pirate coin, but I don't know how.
All right. Well, it is a nuisance.
No, everything's gone down, though. Bitcoin and everything went down. It was because of the Kazakhstan thing.
Who knows? It could be completely manipulated. Probably is.
Yeah,
everything
obviously.
Good is manipulated. Except
Bitcoin is going to be one of the controlled cryptos when they go crypto, when they go digital.
Maybe. No, I still think I don't think so. Their crypto that they're creating is going to be so special, Tracy. They can't. There's no point in piggybacking off an existing crypto. They're starting from scratch. Their crypto is going to expire. They're going to have so many features of their crypto that there's no way they're going to use Bitcoin because Bitcoin is already set. I still think Bitcoin is going to be worth something as long as other people trade in it, but their crypto is going to be so technically diverse. It's going to have so many features, expiring social credits, expiring currency aspect. If this thing works, it's going to be a nightmare and it's going to be extraordinary all at the same time. And I'm not really that interested in being controlled to the nth degree, but that's what it will do for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So thanks to those donors. Make sure you guys donate to Northern Tracy. The other thing is if my sound goes cuckoo, please send me messages all over the place. I can't hear if my sound goes bad. I hate bad sound. I have a feeling it's because I connected to the Discord. And I also have a feeling that Discord is messing with the sound when I'm connected. And of course, everyone here knows they killed off Fakeologist Discord 2. And so Fakeologist Discord 3 was rebirthed out of that. Because I know you guys like the service. I don't know why, but almost a quarter of all the people have already tried to come back. And I really don't support that because it is a waste of my time and Velocet's time and everyone's time to rebuild it just to have it blown up. Even though it's fun and has a few little bells and whistles, we have a TeamSpeak server that we use before Discord. So I will encourage everyone to go there and sign up. It's actually easier to sign up to TeamSpeak. And yes, I think the app for your phone costs a whopping 99 cents. Yes, you heard it. 99 cents. Please. So many people say, I'm not buying this. I said, okay, please tell me you're not complaining about 99 cents. It's not for me. It's for the developer, I suppose. That's probably the minimum you can charge for an app, by the way. But if you go to fake11.com/AC, as in audio chat, you will come to this page. And I give you button, download the TeamSpeak client. I show you how to set it up. You literally have to put in one set of numbers, which is an IP address. And then you have to put your name in, whatever you want. And then you connect. And then you're in. That's it. It's simple. I'm going to connect right now to the Discord. You heard the word connected. You heard them say that. And it's a little, very small little app. There's no colors and it's not pretty, but it works. So I'm going to sit in the Discord, or sorry, in the TeamSpeak right now. If you want to connect with me, come on in and we can talk. And what else? If this screws up the sound, let me know and I'll disconnect from it. But I really think that Discord was messing with my sound. All right. Let's get back to Northern Tracy because she is here quite simply. So we can go through these.
I'm just reading, there's a comment here by D Buser.
Okay, go ahead.
Saying, have we heard of the tuberculosis guinea pig experiment by Riley and Wells, 1958, claimed as proof of airborne contagion? No, I haven't heard of that, actually. But because I haven't heard of it, I'd have to say it's probably been debunked way back in 1958.
Okay, well, now he just gave you some work.
Yeah,
I know you're going to tear it apart.
Yeah, I'll have a look at that later. And I wanted to say hello to Spider Phallus because he said
lost
hello.
Spider Phallus.
Lost. He's lost his phallus. Poor
right.
Spider.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll say hello to everyone. We've got the usual lost Spider Phallus.
And hello, Dirty Benny.
Dirty Benny. Loves you.
Yes.
Capo and Booza. Look at that. Great to have Northern Tracy back. Wow. Well, she's welcome anytime. And she's always creating so much content, even if she's republishing it. Sometimes I don't see it because, you know, there's so much content out there.
Well, the two things that I converted into an article were just two blog posts. But I liked them and they were separate, so I thought I'd put them together and add a bit more. But I didn't really add much at all. But while I was looking for this stuff on immunity as well, I did find some other interesting things. Like I found a bit of Dawn and David's book. What's it called again? Whatever makes
what really
you
makes you ill.
Really makes you ill.
You and like that book?
I've got it. Yeah, they gave me a free copy though, but it's huge. It's a huge book. It'll take a few weeks to get through it all. But somebody's posted a few paragraphs of their book on immunity and antibodies, which is nice. And I've put it as a link to the article actually, but it's a PDF. And in it, there was a couple of quotes that I really loved. This bit, the article also reports that if asked by a patient about the state of their immune system, Dr. Favman is quoted to have stated that he would have difficulty responding. And he said, I would have no idea how to answer that. And I'm an immunologist. None of us can answer that. Dr. Fathman is reported to have made the additional comment that right now we're still doing the same tests I did when I was a medical student in the late 1960s. So basically, even these immunologists don't know anything about immunity. How it works. I mean, when I was arguing with these shills, I did really look into it all. I went in because they'd throw words at me, I'd go and look it up, and then I'd go and look at what it means and the science behind it. And basically, then they were saying that antibodies didn't attack the antigens. What they did is they latched onto them and they were like flags. So they flagged up the antigens. And then they would send a message somehow to the lymphocytes, and then the lymphocytes would come out and attack the antigens. And it all, none of it made sense. It's all ridiculous. And then there's the killer cells and the memory cells. I mean, how can a cell have a memory? Where's it putting these memories?
Well, that's actually the most important part of the,
exactly.
the vaccine.
Yeah.
The whole point of the vaccinators say we're giving your cells memories.
No. The most important thing, the way that they prove that their vaccines work is by measuring antibodies. That's the only way they can say that the vaccines are effective is if your body produces antibodies.
But then, but then
they have no proof that those antibodies mean anything.
Do they see the antibodies are what has the memory and they stick in your body?
The memory cells are part of the cellular immunity. You know, when they keep changing the story, when the antibodies became, you know, they started debunking antibodies, they came up with humoral immunity and cellular immunity.
Oh, my.
So the antibodies were to do with this humoral immunity.
What is humoral immunity?
To do your blood, your humors.
Oh, the blood is the humors. Okay.
And the cellular immunity was where the memory cells were and the killer cells. And they became more important because, you know, it fitted in better with their story, I guess. But basically, the antibodies were debunked in the 1940s.
Why is everything then. Anti? We have antigen. What is an antigen?
It's antigenetic. So it's supposed to be something that affects your genes.
So it's anti means against. So it's against the genes.
So it can hurt your genes.
And where?
They don't even know that much about genes either.
Yeah, I was going to say, where are the genes exactly? Are there?
The genes are part of your DNA. They're the only part that they actually think they know what the DNA does. You know how they say 99% of the DNA is junk?
Yeah, I've heard that.
That's because they don't know what 99% of the DNA is. But they think they've found this bit that is the bit that makes protein, that makes the recipes for proteins. Mm-hmm.
Now, where are the chromosomes in all this?
That's what they call the genes, is that bit, only the bit that makes the proteins.
So where are the chromosomes?
The chromosomes are in your blasto-something cells. The cells that
aren't they a part of the genes?
No, your genes are... Your DNA is supposed to be inside the chromosomes. And there's 45
in the chromosomes.
In the chromosomes, yeah, all wrapped up, apparently. And the chromosomes are in your blasto cells, which are the ones that you have when you're growing, when you're an amoeba, a fetus. Mm. Your cells are constantly dividing because you're growing.
Right.
So every cell that divides has to have the chromosomes to tell the next cell it's going to be.
So right now, because I'm middle-aged, I only have blastosomes in my gut because that's the only thing growing.
I think stem cells might have something to do with it as well, because they say that the older you get, the less stem cells you have as well. And they say stem cells can become, they're like a blank sheet, and they can become any cell that they are told to become. So say your body needs more liver cells because you've been drinking too much and killing your liver, then the stem cells will be told to turn into liver cells.
Yes.
The liver. So I think this is all related, or they are the same thing.
But how do you get antigens? Where do they come from?
The word antigen means anything that antibodies will stick to.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, if you get something poisonous, toxic, gets in your bloodstream, it's
like
not
a snake bite. Let's go snake bite.
Yeah. It's not supposed to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Your body's cells will make proteins and enzymes to try and break it down and get rid of it.
Right.
So proteins and enzymes are the same thing. Enzymes are a kind of protein. So your cells, I don't think all cells can make proteins, though. Only some. So they make whatever proteins they think or know will get rid of these poisons.
And are those antibodies that they make?
Some of them are what they call antibodies, yeah. That's what they call them anyway.
But by definition, a vaccine is just poison.
Yeah.
It has to be. Because that's the only thing that your body reacts to, poison.
Yeah, exactly.
Although if I give a blood, if I get a blood transfusion, the body could consider that poison, someone else's blood.
Yeah, that is a problem, actually, because a lot of people say that you should never have a blood transfusion. If you need blood, the best thing you can have is plasma.
Mm-hmm.
And they say you can also use seawater, clean seawater, and coconut juice will do as well.
Coconut juice.
So if you're ever like low on blood, the best thing to do is to put some of that in, not somebody else's blood, because you'd be it would be like a foreign invader. I've never had a blood transfusion, because the one time that I was told I needed one, it was the time when AIDS was going around, and they'd just announced that there could be AIDS in the blood supply. I said, no, thanks. I said, I don't care if I'm anemic. You know, I'm not having I'd had a hemorrhage, internal hemorrhage. So I'd lost a lot of blood. And I just went home and looked up. I don't know how I looked it up, because we didn't have internet then. No idea. But anyway, I found out that the things that help build blood cells was Brazil nuts that I can eat, that is. Brazil nuts, dried apricots, and dark chocolate, 70% dark chocolate.
Yeah, I love that.
So I just ate them for a week or two.
You had time to build up your blood. A week or two. Some people don't have a week or two to top up.
Well, I survived.
You're here. You're telling the tale.
In fact, they gave me a bottle of this stuff, iron. It was like a massive big jar, about a foot tall and about 5-6 inches thick. And it was full of this orange stuff. And I just unscrewed the lid and smelled it, and it made me want to throw up.
Hmm.
And I said, I can't drink that. So I didn't even touch that, which he said would save my life. I took it back to him a week later and said, hey, you can have this back. I don't want it.
Let's get back to your article. So you have two. I put two links, antibodies debunked, and this is on your Blurt blog.
Yeah.
And this little icon at the top here with the little exploding bee really distracts me. I always see it in the corner of my eye when I'm trying to read. I think there's something wrong with my eye. Just a little animated bee. And then you got your WordPress blog. I have to say it's a little bit confusing, but you have everything. How do you have this arranged? Why do you have two blogs?
I just went on. I was invited to go on Hive and Blurt, so I just post whatever I'm working on. If I'm working on something and I don't think it's ready, or it's a bit, low quality, I'll stick it on Blurt, like I did with those two that I've now made into one article. I'll just stick it on there, see how it goes, and you get comments and helpful things underneath, which, then it can grow. So And then I'll put, if I put something on my WordPress, I'll put that on Blurt as well. So WordPress is my serious stuff.
Oh, okay. You got silly and serious. I gotcha.
Yeah. Blurt, I can put anything I want on there.
Hmm.
Like going a trip to the pub or going to see a lighthouse, you know.
Okay.
Can't be bothered to think of something to write about in an article, then I'll just put something silly on there.
Should we read these points in the WordPress site?
Not all of them. I can't remember which ones.
Those are Tom Cowan's things. So let's go through the good parts. These are Tom Cowan. He made a list of silly things.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a joke.
That was just one blog. And I just thought it was hilarious. And the way it starts, because anyone reading the first lines of it are going to think, what is she talking about? She knows this is bullshit. The antibodies are very important for your immune system in getting over viral and bacterial diseases. We make non-specific IgM antibodies, AB, initially, then specific IgG AB later. Once we make IgG, we are immune for life against that pathogen. Yeah, anyone reading that's going to think I've gone mad.
Yeah, I did. You fooled me for a bit.
Exactly. So then they're going to read, and as it goes down, it gets funnier and funnier. Like two, an example of this is with mumps. Mumps is caused by a virus. We get the disease once, make IgG antibodies, and are immune for life. Another example is measles. We test for IgG and prove we are immune for life. Well, except that in a Supreme Court case in Germany, it was shown that the measles virus doesn't exist. Never mind. Another example is chickenpox. We get chickenpox once and never again due to IgG antibodies. Except if we get shingles, which is also chickenpox. But, well, that's different. If we have AIDS, we test for the presence of AB. If we have them, we know for sure that we have a deadly virus which will soon kill us. That's because the HIV virus is smart and knows how to evade the AB, unlike the mumps virus, which is stupid and doesn't. The measles virus doesn't exist, and the chicken's pox virus is smartish.
Mm-hmm.
Another example.
When I saw that, I knew. Then I knew this was a joke. Smartish.
Yeah. So you're already down to number five when you've started to realize. Yeah, it just gets funnier and funnier. Yeah. And then the last one.
This is all the official story assembled.
Yes, it is. It is.
I know.
It's what makes it even funnier. Because he's actually saying what they say, but just making it sound funny. That's why you have to read it in a funny voice, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
I always read things in a funny voice in my head. So number 10, if you have COVID and you test positive for antibodies, it means you either had the virus or you didn't have the virus. Also, it's clear evidence that you were either sick or not sick. That's because the coronavirus is so smart that it can trick you into either making antibodies or not to throw off the immunologists. Hope this makes it perfectly clear. By Tom Cowan.
that is the insanity through now.
Yeah.
The absolute contradictory statements every day, every minute. Yeah. They are just jerking people around so hard right now. Band-aid on, band-aid off, just clapping, and it's on, it's off. My daughter just told me that in South Korea, they made it, you needed a vaccine, you needed to be injected to go anywhere. And then the people of Seoul, the biggest city, got upset, and then they rescinded it for Seoul. But I guess the rest of the country, it's still on.
Yeah, so, I keep seeing articles and videos about the narrative collapsing in the last couple of days.
Me too.
It seems to be falling apart.
Does it? Even that I'm suspicious about.
Well, the people that I listen to, I'm not that suspicious of.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I was writing stuff about antibodies originally for this second article was because I'd seen in the news that they were going to start giving antibody treatments.
Monoclonal antibodies? That's what they're doing in Florida.
Yeah, that was why I started looking into it, why I started posting about antibodies.
How do they make them? You got to wonder, huh?
Fuck knows.
Where do they get some monoclonal antibodies?
Well, how did they make a fake spike protein from a virus that doesn't exist?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can make this shit. I mean, they make them using chemical reactions from what I've read from when I was doing the research for the amino acid article. It was all just chemistry. It was all mixing different acids and chemicals to make a chemical concoction, which comes out as like a pill. So these monoclonal antibodies are probably just a pill, like their protein ones were.
And that's your quote here. COVID patients in UK are to be treated with man-made antibodies after new drug approved in the UK. Are to be treated with man-made antibodies that prevent and fight coronavirus infection after approval was granted by the medicines regulator.
Basically chemo. It's just all of their treatments now are just chemo. Everything's chemo.
Chemo means chemical.
Yeah, but it has connotations, obviously, to cancer for everybody. Like the antivirals were extra strong chemo that was failing in cancer research. So they shoved it onto the AIDS people instead because it was so toxic. And that's where the antivirals sprung from trying to find chemo for AIDS and HIV.
I'm trying to find that. Because you put the hell minister in the UK in that little paragraph there. And did you see that bald-headed...
Sajid Javid.
Yeah, apparently he's a banker.
Did you know that? He looks like a banker, yeah.
But when he went into the hospital, I thought I put it on FacoTube. Now I can't see it because I don't know what happened to it. But he went into a hospital in the UK somewhere.
Oh, to speak to the doctor. They interviewed the doctor on Good Morning Britain and it was on UK Column Live today. I just watched it before I came on.
And what do you think? Is he real? Is he really opposed?
Yeah, he's a real doctor and he doesn't want to get the vaccine, but he's not anti-vaccine and he doesn't understand anything about immunology. He reckons he's had COVID or been exposed to COVID and he's had an antibody test and I'm waving my fingers quotation marks.
Uh-huh.
He's had an antibody test and he's been told he has COVID antibodies.
Uh-huh.
But how they know that? Well, they don't really because there's no such thing as specific antibodies.
Uh-huh.
There's only a few different kinds of antibodies from what they've seen, and they're different kinds of proteins, but there's like infinite amounts of antigens. So how can that be possible that they're all specific? It's not possible at all. If they were going to make a test for specific antibodies, they would have to test for the memory cells and they'd have to look in the memory of the memory cells to find the COVID genome.
Memories. Yes.
Wouldn't they?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. What does a memory cell look like? Can anyone remember?
I don't think anyone's ever seen one. I think it's a figment of their imagination.
They don't talk about memory cells.
No. I mean, look them up and see if you can find any pictures of memory cells. They'd probably all be drawings. Drawings and CGI. But lymphocytes and these things that they're called killer cells, they've seen lymphocytes because, you know, when they see the, you see these films of live blood, all things moving around, and you see this big white sort of fluffy cell come along and it looks like it's eating stuff. That's supposedly a lymphocyte, which is a cell that comes from your lymph glands.
Right. Long-lived effector T cells are difficult to distinguish from memory cells. Wow. Big article here on ScienceDirect.com. I won't even go past two sentences. Too much crap in here. CCR7.
It just hurts your brain reading all that crap. It really does.
When I see all kinds of letters and numbers, I think of complex passwords that you're supposed to create for websites.
Yeah. Yeah.
And of course, the famous NIH, National Institute of Health. That's is that Fauci's thing? Or he's the national, I can't remember, his acronym's too hard to remember, NIH or something. Yeah, some more stuff on memory cells. It's a unique property of the immune system as it can store information about a stimulus and can mount an effective response when the stimulus is encountered again.
Yeah, but if you ask them, where is the immune system as well? Where is it in your body? No one knows where that is. They say the lymphocytes come from your lymph glands. That's about as much sense as you'll get out of them.
Well, they should be in the lymph system somewhere. Do we have an immune organ?
No.
We should have an organ that's just called immune. An immune organ that makes immune cells. We have a
maybe they haven't looked hard enough and it's just hiding there somewhere and they just haven't found it.
Right.
I know your lymph. You've got lymph glands in your armpit.
Right.
Because when
I hope something like the spleen or, you know, those organs that they just take out because they say they don't do anything.
The gallbladder.
Yeah. I hope that's not the immune system.
Maybe it's the appendix.
Yeah, maybe everything good comes out of there.
I heard a few years ago, I can't remember where, I heard that they'd discovered that the appendix did have a reason for being, like it wouldn't. Everything's there for a reason, but they reckoned it wasn't there for a reason. But yes. Some people have found that bacteria are stored in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, say you get something come into your body. Say you eat some really bad poison that kills off all your gut bacteria, because I think the appendix is only to do with your gut.
Right. It's sort of it's on a curve of the gut where
It's right near the end. Yeah. In your colon. So that's right near the end of the digestive system. So if say all your bacteria are getting killed off, some of them go, and I don't know if they're always there or they go and hide in the appendix or what happens, but it's like a little storage system for all the bacteria that you need to repopulate your gut. So after it's all been cleaned out and all the bacteria are dead and gone, they can all come out and start breeding again and making new ones. So if you've got your appendix taken out and then your gut bacteria gets killed off, you're fucked, really.
Bad Saturday says, does Tracy have any thoughts on what to do if you break a bone? I heard that the swelling will set the bone so it can heal.
I do, actually.
Oh.
Funnily enough,
when this is not medical advice, by the way.
No, it's not. It's herbologist advice. Mm-hmm. We when I was doing my horticulture course, plant science and stuff, that we talked a lot about comfrey, and the old name for comfrey is nitbone, because it's been known for hundreds of years that if you put comfrey around a broken limb, the bone heals faster. It will heal really fast.
It's called comfrey, C-O-M-F-R-Y?
Yeah, F-R-E-Y.
F-R-E-Y, comfrey.
But it's also called nitbone.
Oh, comfrey is a common name for plants in the genus Symphytum. Comfrey species are important herbs in organic gardening. It is used as a fertilizer and in herbalism, although ingesting it may cause liver damage. Oops.
Yeah, you use it topically. Not topically, I mean. No, topically is when you eat it and drink it.
Oh.
And, is it the other way around?
Topic is on. Topically is on here. Yeah,
you'd use it topically then.
Okay.
You also use it as a really good fertilizer for your garden. It's a very good plant. You grow it and then you shred it up and leave it in water to ferment, and it becomes a really good fertilizer. I've been trying to grow some. It's supposed to be a weed and I can't grow it. It's one thing I can't grow in my garden. I've killed about 3 plants already.
Yeah, I have a black thumb, not a green thumb.
Oh, yeah. Well, I thought I had a black thumb too, but I'm learning. I think it's all to do with your soil. So, and we don't have good soil here where I am, so I'm having to build my own soil.
Mm-hmm. And let's get back to this post, shall we?
Well, actually, soil and medicine are very similar. Because the terrain theory is very similar to what we learn in organic gardening.
Mm-hmm.
You have to feed the soil and not the plant.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with your body, you have to keep your terrain clean and healthy, so that your bacteria can grow and stuff.
And do their job.
Bacteria are really, really important in soil as well. Basically, you know, when you get a desert and bad, barren soil that nothing will grow in.
Because there's no bacteria
life. There's no bacteria in there. There's no life in it at all.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it is relevant.
Well, people are so convinced there's so much bad bacteria, we have to kill it all with antibiotics. And they keep telling us that antibiotics are the modern miracle of the 20th century.
I know, it's mad. I mean, they do have a place. I mean, when your body is so racked with something, I don't know, like gangrene or something, and it's moving up, I suppose that's all you can do to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't know. I just think if we hadn't discovered antibiotics, we'd probably have moved forward a lot faster and got real cures and real medicine instead of everything being anti-life.
The following points are of crucial importance in this discussion. Firstly, that we cannot always be sure that the question of immunity can be clarified by means of an antibody determination for each vaccine.
Which one are you reading from now?
Oh, you're right. I skipped over to the Blurt blog. Oops.
Okay.
Should I go there or should I keep on the WordPress?
Well, I'm just opening the Blurt blog so I can look at what you're reading. I'll just carry on whatever you're reading and I'll find it.
Well, I should stick to the WordPress one. The whole vaccine business is built on the very dodgy foundation of a theory called the immune system. Vaccines are tested for efficacy by measuring antibody levels, which everyone believes equates to some form of immunity to reinfection. But what if antibodies were not what we've been told?
That's a bit I wrote, is it? Yeah, I wrote that.
And you got a quote off whale.to. Whose website is whale.to?
Oh, I've forgotten his name now. I do know him, John Scudamore.
Oh, so that's his entire website? Because it's really old, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. But it got taken down, or something happened to it, hacked or something, and he's had to change a lot of it. And I found last year and the year before, it didn't come up in any searches. Even if I searched with the specific address that I had written down, it would not come up on a search engine.
Isn't that stunning?
But yesterday, the other day when I was looking for immune system stuff, I put up some search words. I'm usually quite specific with my search words, so I don't get a load of junk. And Whale 2 came up on a search. So I was like, wow, it's back. But the website's not the same as it was, because you could go onto Whale 2 and it had a little search box at the bottom where you could search only in Whale for whatever you wanted. So you could find anything you wanted in there really easily. And now the search bar doesn't work. It just goes through Google, and Google blocks Whale. So whatever you put in that search.
Whale.to. Yeah. They fear those with knowledge and control those without it. I love that. What a great quote. And yeah, he's got one of these super dense URL intro pages. I was going to put I was going to make Fakeologist like this, actually. I do like this. It's hard to read.
Well, it's not how it used to look. It used to be a lot easier to find anything on there because it was all in sections. Like you would have had an antibody section, and there was sections for everything from 9/11 to the Bible and just everything. There was so much stuff on there. It was amazing. I think a lot of it got lost. And
I see. He had start page for searching, and they suspended his use of start page. So that's just another search engine that is on his, and it's not working.
Yeah, it's really sad, because that was the website where I did all my research years ago. Everything I researched, I did on there. Well, he's got everything on there that you will not find anywhere else.
But you can still use Google or DuckDuckGo. If you type in,
I only use DuckDuck.
Okay, well, you can still use it. If you type 9/11 space and then the word site and colon whale.to, it will bring up, it will search the site. So that works.
Okay.
You can search. So that brought up the 9/11 page. And by the way, that works for Fakeologist or any website.
Okay.
Now, I have a search on fakeologist.com. It works pretty well as well. But if you want to use Google to search any site, you can do that, including whale.to. And he's got Simon Shack, my buddy, on his 9/11 page. And there you go. So he's got
He's got a lot of people on there. I don't think he's updated it for a long time, though, because he hasn't put any of my stuff on there.
Okay. Have you ever talked to the guy?
Yeah, I've spoken to him on Facebook.
We should get him on. Where is he located, and what's his story?
I think he's like a millionaire or something. He's some kind of big rich bloke. Oh. He's in a big mansion somewhere.
Oh, how did that happen?
I don't know. It's very, very secretive. Don't know.
Well, I like his front page, that's for sure. I like that. I like that a lot. Whale.to, everybody.
It's the best research website on the internet.
Really? And it's all his stuff?
No, it's all stuff that he's collected. He's collected and put it up there. There's whole books on there as well. Like, that's where I got the poison needle book from. I just got another book from there the other day that someone sent to me that I didn't know was on there.
Do you have Andrew Malden's book?
No, I don't have books. Oh, you mean, no, I don't have, no, I don't. I think it's on there, though. I think it's on Whale.
Okay, I just grabbed it off. I got it off Greg blog, gregwyatt.net.
Yeah, I saw it somewhere the other day, and I kept thinking I should save it because I want to read it, but I don't have time to read loads, everything. I remember watching so much mold and stuff years ago anyway. I think I've got it all anyway. Everything that he said in my brain somewhere in my memory cells. I think a lot of my memory cells are dead.
I just did a search for his name on whale.to, and it brought me to the vaccination racket. That's his homepage for vaccines, I think.
Okay. I think his book's on there. I'm sure I saw it.
If I click on Andrew Molden, I get an error. Okay, so he has a lot of unbooked pages. Here's Joan Campbell. Does that work? Oh, yeah, a lot of errors on this page here. So maybe there's a lot of links that are busted. They're all errors. Oh, well. So maybe this is part of what you were talking about, that he had to redo his site?
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of stuff got lost.
Mm. Okay, yeah, all these links are dead. Too bad. Vaccinators. Yeah, that's what he calls them, Jenner.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No, a lot of the links that are on Whale 2 are dead, obviously, because things are getting taken down off the internet.
No, but they're all linked to his, like, they're all pages he created.
Okay, yeah.
So they all were on his website, but now they're not.
Damn.
That sucks.
Yeah, I think he tried to start fixing it all, and it just probably got too much. He's probably just given up.
Sod. Mm-hmm. Well, looking at the chat, I think my sound is okay still. No one's complained about the sound. That's okay. Good.
Has anyone complained about my accent yet?
No, no one's ever complained about your accent.
So anyway,
don't be a dog's body, says Comfrey is amazing.
Yeah, it
I
is.
Grow it and make Solve. Use the non-hybrid strain, it's safer.
I wouldn't use a hybrid of a weed. Bloody hell.
Yeah, use the non-hybrid, it says here. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't know there was a hybrid. Is he in America?
Maybe. I don't know.
We don't need hybrid. Here, weeds grow like weeds.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there we go. He said the new normal trials on a new vaccine were not possible in Britain because of the relatively small number of people who contracted the disease. Instead, scientists had tested whether the vaccine produced sufficient antibodies. And that's on the meningitis C vaccine.
Well, that's how they test all vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they get the efficacy data from.
Oh, right. They count the antibodies.
Yeah. Safety is like they just ignore all the people that died and cross them off the trial. And efficacy is they measure the antibodies in the people who didn't die.
Oh, that's right. Anyone that dies, they don't count their antibodies.
Well, no, because they're dead.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
They don't even count them as in the trial anymore. They're just gone.
Yeah, that's true. That's interesting. And yeah, they don't even count the dead. They don't want to know the dead because they don't give good feedback.
Nope, that's not good feedback at all.
Let's keep reading here. The whole subject of immunity and antibodies is, however, so extremely complex and difficult, especially to the real experts, that it is a relief to be told that the gaps in their knowledge of such things are still enormous. This yes. comes up whale.to as well. The purpose of vaccinating is to make money.
Are you still reading off Whale or off my...
No, I'm reading off your WordPress site now.
Oh, okay.
But I think you grabbed a bunch of quotes off whale.to.
I did. That's what I did. I went through all the quotes and I picked the ones I liked the best.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is not an article really written by me. It's just stuff that I've put together for entertainment value, really. because, you know, it's hard trying to make people listen. You've got to make it entertaining.
Yeah.
And in a way, people getting scientists to say that they know bugger all is quite entertaining, I find.
Mm-hmm.
Any quotes about that, I'll stick in there. Another thing I found while I was doing this research was I was looking up Trevor Gunn, who I haven't heard from in a long time. I really, really got into Trevor Gunn a few years ago. He was doing talks, anti-vaccine talks, and his talks were some of the best ones I've seen in a long time. But he's kind of gone off the radar since COVID. But I found one of his articles called The Antibody in Real Life. And that's one of the things at the bottom for further reading. There's really the best bit of that article is the further reading at the bottom. If you click on the links underneath the article, then you get to read some good stuff.
Oh, like, you're talking about your article, the further reading.
Yeah.
Trevor
Gunn. Just like a taster to get people interested, and then hopefully they'll go and read the other stuff written by other people and not me.
Because it's no wonder people are, their heads are spinning when it comes to this stuff, because all of it is incomplete theory.
Yeah, well, incomplete hypothesis, actually. Yeah. Evolving hypothesis. It's storytelling is what it is. It's an evolving story with twists, like one of them spy thrillers with too many twists in it. So by halfway through the film, you haven't got a clue what's going on anymore.
Here we go. Trevor Gunn is a graduate of medical biochemistry and practicing homeopath. Okay.
That's why parent. I liked him so much as well, because he was a biochemist. He'd done the flipping research. He knows all about biochemistry. And yet, he didn't go on to be a doctor. He went on to be a homeopathist. Is that a word, homeopathist?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Here's some quotes. In the UK, the government health authority quotes figures of the measles vaccine as being 90% effective, which means that 90% of the recipients of the vaccine produce a certain level of antibodies to the viral agents in the vaccine. 10% have produced no or undetectable levels of antibody. This information has not been derived from population studies. As we have already acknowledged, this does not indicate what percentage of those people are actually immune, or for that matter, how long that apparent immunity lasts. So to state that the vaccine is 90% effective is somewhat misleading and at any rate inaccurate with regard to a statement of immunity in a real situation. So in other words, they've never studied these people to see if they got measles later on.
No. Well, you can't... You can't prove a negative as well in science. Mm-hmm. So you can't prove that somebody didn't get measles because they took the vaccine. It's an impossible thing to prove.
Right.
What they'd have to do, I suppose, is take kids who've had the MMR jab, and then they'd have to give them... an injection of measles spots, like take dried up measles spots and inject them into them to see if they got measles. But then they wouldn't get measles anyway, because that's not how you get measles. But that's how they do it in animals when they're trying to prove efficacy. They don't do like a contagion experiment where they stick the rat in with a rat that's got measles and then make them play and see if the other one gets measles. They don't do that. They actually just give them another vaccine of something else. Or the
it
same.
It kind of reminds me of the mob. When they go by a, say they go to a business and say, do you need fire insurance?
Hmm.
And the guy says, no, we haven't had any fires here. I don't have fire insurance. So the next day, a fire starts.
Mm-hmm. I've always likened the medical cartel to mafia. I've mm-hmm. always thought they're just like them. There was did you ever see the film of The Kid, Charlie Chaplin film?
It's called The Kid?
Yeah, The Kid. It's one of his best films. And he's a window, what do you call it? He puts new windows in.
Window installer?
Yeah. And he trains this kid. He finds a baby and he brings it up. And he trains the kid to go and smash windows so he can come along with his new window on his back and sell it to them. That's the same basic principle. Yeah.
That I'm the just mafia looking used. It up now. 1921. Yeah, so exactly. So then next thing you know, the guy said you should have bought fire insurance. Now do you want it?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. I think it's the same con with the vaccines. They tell you you have something that you don't. They give you the vaccine, you get sick, and then that proves that it works.
They also make out that diseases are deadly.
Oh, like that's true, yeah.
When I was a kid, everyone got measles. It was really common for everyone to have measles. Everyone got chicken pox. A lot of kids got mumps. I had mumps. I had German measles and I had chicken pox. And I had two sisters and we all slept in the same bed. We slept in a big double bed together. Mm-hmm. But out of three of us, I was the only one that got the measles and the mumps. Mm. The other two didn't get
them. Are you the only one that didn't eat your greens?
Probably. I hated carrots.
Ah.
Yeah, I didn't like vegetables when I was a kid.
Ah, see?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I was the oldest as well, so I went to school first.
Okay.
So that could have been part of it. Seeing as we don't believe in contagion.
Not at all.
But none of them got them. Both my sisters didn't get measles or mumps. Or my parents. No, I don't remember having any measles parties either. I think these measles parties are a myth. I'd never heard of them before I went on Facebook. And suddenly all these posts about anti-vaxxers having measles parties. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Kids are all obviously going to get sick after a party when they've stuffed their faces with jelly and sweets.
Right.
And got overexcited and lack of sleep and God knows what else.
Stresses and strains on their system.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, if it was really a contagion party, why don't the grown-ups catch anything?
Well, I always wondered for the longest time why the doctors never got sick, because that's all they saw was sick patients.
Me too. I was used to wonder that as well.
How can you do your job if everyone coming in here is sneezing and hacking and wheezing and you don't mind putting your hands on them with your stethoscope? You don't wash your stethoscope. None of that was happening.
And I'm sure that before COVID, they didn't used to all throw on PPE whenever
a kid
with measles came in or chickenpox or anything like that.
My doctor didn't even wear a white coat.
No.
Didn't even put on the white coat, which I guess would save a lot of nervousness. Because when you see the white coat, I just get triggered.
Yeah, me too. I hated the white coats.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And nurses now, they all wear like flowery overalls as well to try and hide the fact that they're nurses, especially in children's wards. They don't wear like proper nurses' outfits. They all wear silly outfits. Oh, I just saw a news piece the other day that made me laugh. Mm-hmm. Something about what's that horrible McDonald's place where
Ronald McDonald's house, yeah.
Where they send kids with cancer there to have some fun.
Or, actually, they're meant to house their parents. Yeah, they're just hotels, motels for parents to stay.
But they don't feed them McDonald's food there, though.
I hope not.
Well, they probably do. Else why would they have them there? But apparently they are banning children from those centers who haven't had the COVID jab.
Oh, I know.
Cancer. They want them to have the COVID jab. I mean,
my favorite one is in Germany where they give consultations for the suicide pill. I think all the Western nations have put a United Nations edict in place and they passed into law where you only need one doctor to sign off on your suicide. So you can get that signed by 9 a.m. and be dead by noon. Mm. And they have that in Germany too. I know in Canada just got passed. And you need to be injected to go for the consultation. So I thought, well, that does make sense. Because if you really, the only way they can really tell if you're serious about killing yourself is if you inject yourself. Then you know you're serious about it. I thought, that actually makes sense that you should be injected before you have your suicide consultation.
That's crazy. I did hear about that as well.
Yeah, but getting back to your listening to, you think this they're backing off on this COVID operation? I don't really see any. Do you see any evidence that that's happening?
Yeah, there was a piece in a Danish newspaper that apologized for its behavior during COVID.
Oh, brother!
For all the propaganda, and if they're putting out something like that, it's going to have a domino effect. The other papers are going to start, and they are starting to post stuff that we've been saying for the past 2 years, and they're starting to agree. They're starting to post things that they would never have posted last year. So it's definitely flipping. The narrative is starting to crumble. The politicians aren't crumbling yet. They're still talking bullshit.
So do you think the injections will eventually stop? And then
What happened, if you remember what happened with the swine flu sort of petered out, and then it was exposed for causing narcolepsy and all that stuff, but it wasn't really exposed enough, the fact that it was complete bullshit. So what they did with the vaccine for that was they just added it to the flu shot. So if you look at what's in the annual flu shot, the swine flu is in there.
Oh, I see. But at least it was optional, though. I'm just curious if you think that they're going to stop.
They're giving, they've been like pushing the flu shot more and more. Mm-hmm. And I remember my daughter got seriously, seriously sick in October or November of 2019. She was in hospital. She had pneumonia, just like COVID. It was just exactly like COVID. She couldn't breathe. They had to stick a hole in her lung to let all the fluid out. And we were trying to work out what had caused it, because she's pretty healthy, you know, otherwise. And it turned out they'd been giving out the flu mist at the school that she worked in.
Wow, the mist.
The week before, yeah. So she's working with children who've just had the flu mist in another room and probably breathing it and sneezing it all over the place. And she just got sicker and sicker. And a week later, she had pneumonia.
Wow. So just the mist in the air, or when it was sneezed out, whatever it was, the mist?
Well, she was working closely with them. So picking them up and stuff. They're young kids, you know. So they'd be like breathing and snotting on her and everything.
Mm. Well, this reminds me because I watched a video on Facebook, the real Patrick King. I like him. He's a Canadian guy. He does a little bit of a talk show. And he interviewed a girl in Alberta, a Western province. Mm. But, in their class, they were using, I believe they're called QUATs, Q-U-A-T, these super poisonous chemicals for cleaning. And she was explaining the regimen. We had to wash down the desk with this super toxic stuff. And she eventually became so sick that she needed blood transfusions. Oh my God, it was crazy. She was chemically poisoned by this, I think they're called QUATs.
Yeah, a lot of kids get sick when they go back to school because they've been cleaning with horrible chemicals. I always remember going back to school after the holidays and it smelt really weird, the whole place.
They're called QUAT, like Clorox disinfecting wipes. Remember people were lined up for this stuff?
But getting back to what will happen with the vaccines, what they're trying to do, what they have to do for their own survival, the vaccine companies, is to get the mRNA shots onto the children's vaccine schedule.
Right. Yes, I've heard that.
That is what they have to do to end this emergency use. Once they can get it on the schedule, they won't need the emergency use anymore, and they can continue making mega bucks.
Yeah, but
so that's what they will do. But it depends whether they'll make it every 6 months or every 3 months or every year. That'll be the decider.
But the end game is these vaccine passports, so they can track and trace people and control their access.
And you will have to have a vaccine every so often to keep it topped up.
Up to date, it's called. Yeah. Up to date.
It's like someone said today, it's like a software updating. They're treating us like computer programs. And every now and again, you'll have to have a software update. Like they used to treat us like machines, like cars. They used to talk about the body like it was a car, a machine. But now that's evolved into computer talk.
Yeah, subscription software update, yeah.
Yeah, and I saw this coming when they started talking about quantum physics.
Okay.
And everybody was saying that we live in we live in a video game, a virtual reality video game.
Yeah, Jeff Berwick talks about that all the time.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I don't live in a video game. I don't believe any of that.
No.
But that kind of leans towards why they're talking about our bodies as being software and programs and stuff like that.
They're needing updating.
Mm-hmm. Anything instead of God and a creator, they'll go for.
All right. Well, we've been going for about an hour and a half, and I do still have this. I took your chamomile tea. I got that and downed that, but still a little better.
Do you feel better?
Well, I don't know because I'm sure it's psychosomatic as well. I'm sure it's just you recommending it and me.
Oh, no, it's not. It wasn't psychosomatic for me because when I had the worst hangover from hell when I was an au pair once. It's really inconsiderate of me going out drinking when I'm an au pair, but Anyway, yeah. I had this really bad hangover. I couldn't keep anything down. And I didn't tell them I had a hangover. I just told them I had a bad stomach.
Yeah.
It must have been something I ate. It was a hangover.
Yeah, you ate alcohol.
And she just gave me this cup of stuff. I had no idea what it was. She said, drink this. I was like, okay. Even though I couldn't even stand the smell of it, I drank it. And within about 10 minutes, I felt fine. I felt absolutely fine. It was magical.
Well, yeah, I
only found out afterwards that it was chamomile tea.
Hmm. Well, I have just a dull ache. I just sort of feel bloated in the belly area, so I don't know what that could be. I could have eaten something a couple of days ago, but hopefully it's not too serious. You've
been eating McDonald's again, haven't you?
No, I don't eat McDonald's. No, it was a turkey sandwich. I don't know. I know you don't eat meat, but. Could have been something that it could have been too many things.
You have to remember that every animal that you eat has been vaccinated multiple times.
Oh, I know. Do you have to say that? Yeah.
Yep. Injected. They vaccinate them like all the time with everything. SARS, they give all the birds SARS vaccines as well. Don't forget.
Hmm.
So you've been eating SARS-CoV shots.
Oh boy, that's crazy.
You won't have to get the COVID shot now. You've had it, you've eaten some turkey.
Yeah. And then of course they tell me the blueberries have all kinds of glyphosate on them and you can't really clean it off.
Well, I've heard glyphosate biodegrades quite quickly.
Mm-hmm. Does it survive the freezer?
I know it is bad, but it does biodegrade. Like if I want to start an organic farm on my land and it used to be non-organic and it's been sprayed every year, I only have to not spray it for 2 years and then it'll be organic certified.
Right.
But luckily, there wasn't anything sprayed on my garden, so I don't need to wait 2 years. I think it's had about... I don't think it's ever been sprayed with anything here, actually. So I'm lucky.
Anything you want to wrap up the show with?
I can't think of anything now. I'm sure I'll think of something as soon as I've gone. Just tell people to read the further reading at the bottom of the antibody article.
On WordPress, where it says the antibody in real life.
Yeah.
ProLiberty.com. What's over there?
Hmm?
Oh, that's another whale.com.
That's the Trevor Gunn article.
Vaccine. Okay, right. That's Trevor Gunn. Okay.
It's short. It's not very long. It's good.
And then on the WHO, admitting that AB counts do not correlate. Okay, that's another one by Heather or Trevor Gunn. Okay.
Well, that's a whale too as well.
Oh, you got Super Satan commenting on your stuff a lot. I think he came over from.
Do you know him?
Oh, I just saw his name on Steve Kirsch's Substack.
He's Steve a bit Kirsch. Crazy. He's a bit crazy, but bless him.
Yeah.
He's admitted he's a drunk.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. He said, sorry about the typos or something, that sobriety is alien to him or something. Hilarious.
Right, yeah, I see that. Well, it's good. You get good comments on here. Oh, there, yeah, I see that. There you go. I'll just give that a like. All right. Well, actually, you put another entry in. I meant to talk about it. What else did you post here? Let me just look at it real quick.
I just posted that today, actually.
Was that on the Blurt blog?
No, on both. It's on both.
Okay. Let's go quickly take a peek before we run away. Okay. Russian roulette.
Yeah, roulette. I like a bit of Russian roulette. This is going back to the anaphylaxis again. I didn't hammer it home hard enough this time.
John Lukash, who I interviewed a few times, he had a pretty good section on anaphylaxis. Did you see that?
I don't know.
You missed a show of mine last week? How could you?
I've missed a few. I've been having a rest.
Well, yeah, I probably should do the same thing. I should take a week off. Yeah, okay, make sure you download his books, John Lukash.
Oh, send me the link.
Okay, I will.
Cool.
Because he wrote some stuff on anaphylaxis as well. I have to go dig it up. But go ahead. What do you got on yours here? I don't think I've read this yet.
No, you won't if it's brand new. Can't remember. What I mean, this is why I write things down. As soon as I've written it down, I just go, my brain can go off and do something else. But yeah, it was something I wrote 5 months ago on Hive. And I saw it because I'm moving stuff over to Blurt because I don't want Hive to have any of my stuff. I'm taking it off them. And I thought I could redo it and update it. So it's basically a 5 months old post rewritten and updated with new stuff.
Have you heard of apoptoxin? Apoptoxin. That's part of anaphylaxis, I think. Induced anaphylaxis, A plus B equals C. A, the preparing injection. B, the unleashing injection. And C, you get the apoptoxin.
Apoptoxin. Is that in his book?
I'm going to send that to you. That's the method of inducing anaphylaxis. And it's the apoptoxin that when you have anaphylactized blood. That's what's deadly. And that's what Riche couldn't identify what was in that anaphylaxized blood. Harmless doses caused death within a matter of hours in dogs that had not been anaphylaxized, but had injections of serum from anaphylaxized animals. He called this passive anaphylaxis. This is a pretty good book, and it's a very interesting interview.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff about how to produce anaphylaxis, but I haven't found anything yet on the whys, why the body does this, what's the process.
The apoptoxins, because that's the deadly
stuff.
It's
obviously something to do with this immune system, which isn't an immune system at all. It's a system that deals with poisons and chemicals. So it's obviously something to do with that. But what is the process? Because if I could find out what that process is, then we could work out what the immune system actually is and what it does and how it works. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, send me that book. I'd like to read that.
Okay, I'm going to send you the link with the show notes, and it's got some links that you need to take a peek at with the book links.
Cool, thanks.
I'll just reply. I'll just send it to you now. All right. Well, that was a good show. And thanks for your input. Always interesting. And I'm going to finish reading this latest Russian roulette post.
Yeah,
and everyone should go to it and send you a donation as well. Why not? It's easy. You don't need an account. Everyone should also, including you, if you want, sign up to TeamSpeak. All you don't even have to sign. You're not even signing up per se. You're just creating a little quick account. And if you go to fake11.com/AC, that's my webpage. It gives you instructions how to do it. Download it. Because I know you're on Discord, but Discord is being super aggressive.
Well, if they're going to throw you off, I'm only friends with you on Discord. So what's the point? I'll just won't be on Discord.
I agree. And
I've already deleted my short thing. I have it on my the bookmark menu at the top, so I can just see it and click on it. I've deleted it.
You deleted what? Sorry, I missed that.
The shortcut to your
to Discord. Yeah, you don't need that. Well, it was also causing me audio issues. I'm pretty sure that was the cause, because we're not on Discord right now. We're using the Restream connection, and it's working fine. There's been no issues at all, which is good. I think Discord was actually actively messing with my connection somehow, because it wasn't at my end, but somehow it was in between. And I don't even know how they got in between. I'm not even sure the mechanism there. So. All right. So yeah, make sure you sign up at TeamSpeak if you could, and then you can chat in that area if you want on that audio chat. That also goes live. But in the meantime, we'll keep up with you on this show here. I'll just close the show out with John LeBon. He's talking about censorship and the Discord blog. All right. Well, Tracy, thanks for joining. Have a good night.
Okay. Thanks a lot, everybody. Bye.
And we'll see you next time. All the best.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. We'll play John LeBon.
You can't just write your account posted misleading or harmful misinformation, was involved with servers dedicated to this content. Like, what the hell? Like, what? Give us some specifics. What specific misinformation or harmful or community guidelines? It's just the oldest trick in the book to stop free speech.
It's happening across all the different platforms now. The censorship, especially about anything to do with COVID. It's really random.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's
it. Yeah. But it's strange, because there was absolutely nothing political on the server.
Guys, you're giving too much energy. You're giving way too much energy. This is someone's private property. Discord is private property in a public internet. Stop griping over Discord. You are using someone else's property. If I went into your house as an invitee and I started talking about or doing something you didn't like, you would throw me out. You don't need a reason. You would just say, get out. So you guys are arguing about the wrong. Discord's a private corporation, likely run by the intelligence agencies or their contractors, to gather and harvest information. They have the best technology to boot you out. If I was going to blow up this server, I'd wait till it got to about 250 people, and then I'd blow it up for the maximum effect. I'm not going to blow up a building if there's one person in it. I'm going to wait till it's full. Think about it, guys, and stop whining about it. Help find a better, more bulletproof server that we can use. That's what we need to do.
Well, that's why we have Velisa here, who's an expert at this thing, and I'm not.
I know, but you can help him. Let's find a place. Like, I don't have time.
I can only help him.
Let's find the technology like TeamSpeak and get it going. Mm-hmm. And at least Discord was polite enough to email all the users. Last time, they never emailed everyone that was on the server. This time, everyone, I got a bunch of copies of the emails that you got. So at least you guys knew it was nuked. Before, last time, they didn't email everybody. So I thought that was funny. But do you understand what I'm saying? This is private property. Okay. It's not a public, it's not free speech. It's got nothing to do with free speech. It's a private entity.